Smoke tumbles into the purple skies above the kingdom of Mordor. King Toffrey is in session, and a fire set in the great fireplace signals his presence to the gentry and mortals below. A humble peasant approaches the throne. "Why are you here?" sneers the king. The peasant mumbles under his breath.
"The smoke, your majesty."
"Another smoke chaser, eh?" barks Toffrey. "Guards, throw him into the cellars." The poor man struggles as he's lofted away.
"I just wanted to ask if we could name our newborn after one of the royal hounds,"
he cries, flailing into the distance. Toffrey turns to the nearest guard.
"Where's that slacking jester? Shazam or Shallots, whatever his name is."
The guard keeps his gaze down.
"I don't know, your majesty."
Toffrey sighs.
"Well, bring the cretin here and send some courtesans to my room to draw my bath. Chop, chop."
The king's guillotine impression hurries the guard along. Then Toffrey addresses the rest of the throne room.
"Everyone else, get lost. Go heal thyself or something."
He turns to the throne and adjusts it, moaning that it's far too cold and pointy to be made for a king. Did I mention that King Toffrey was the worst, most vile king that anyone in Mordor had ever seen? Did I not mention that? And some of you may be shocked when I tell you what happened next. With an exclamation and an exhalation, Toffrey grabs his chest as a dagger is run through it from behind. His hands and robes run crimson with blood as he staggers forward and turns to face his assailant. He reaches out.
"You bugger."
And collapses to the floor.